Today we are looking at the human design chart of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died tragically at the age of 46 from a drug overdose. This was a tremendously successful actor, very prolific, very well respected by his peers and by his fans. And we're going to look at his chart to see if we can make some sense out of what happened. You know, why did this occur to him, and is it something we could see in his chart, and maybe can we help others who have similar charts or similar situations to avoid the fate that he ended up with. So I could, of course, speak for hours about his chart, but I'm going to pick out the key things that I think will really help us to understand him. First, I'd like to point out the gate 56 in his conscious sun. This is the gate of the storyteller. No wonder he was so effective as an actor. This gate 56 is about transmitting the human experience, sharing the human experience in stories and metaphors with others. And he certainly did that. He had a history of playing small roles in films and in theater that he brought to life with such precision and such heart and depth that he'd made these small roles truly memorable. And very often he was playing kind of despicable characters, but he brought them to life with a respect and a depth that really exposed the human experience and the human soul and the anguish, in many cases, of the human soul. So perhaps the depth of what he portrayed did have an effect on his personal life. You know, that's certainly very possible, and he had enough openness in his chart that might have affected him. But there are many other things that he did carry in his chart that also would be have an effect. He carried the gate 60 and the 3, which forms a complete channel, which is an individual channel, so he was here to be different and really here to bring change. So that would have been a thread, a real theme for him in his life of being innovative, and which he did. He was that, certainly. He also carries the gate 50 in his unconscious earth and elsewhere in his chart as well. And the 50 is a tribal energy. This is about family. This is about caring for children, raising them, caring about family and family values. So he had a very strong ethic with regard to that. Let's look at his moon. He had the gate 49, and his conscious moon. 49 is the gate of revolution and principles. So he was a highly principled individual, probably held himself and others to very high standards when it came to principles. In his unconscious moon, he had the 18, which is the gate of correction. So a keen eye for seeing what was off and what needs correction to make it perfect. No wonder he brought characters to life with such precision and such detail. He had the 18 of correction. He had the 62, the gate of details, and the 17, the gate of opinions, all in the logic circuitry. All bringing tremendous attention to detail to his expression in life. So no wonder he did what he did and was so very, very good at it. And we can already begin to see a conundrum here of that precision, that detail, and the high standards there, as well as the gate 49 we just talked about of principles, high principles, and the gate 50 appearing twice, which is values, and especially family values. So he obviously had very high standards in terms of values and principles, as well as high standards for precision and detail. So you can see how these could easily drive him to even drive him to distraction. I think in one of the interviews that I read about him and his life, he said that acting was torturous for him sometimes to be great at it. And so he worked very hard at being as good at it as he was. And it possibly took a toll on him. He also had the gate 28 in his south node, conscious and unconscious. The 28 is the gate of struggle. The south node is life themes from birth until age 40. So his first 40 years on this planet were really characterized by the theme of struggle. and it's struggled to find meaning and find purpose in life. And at a young age, it can certainly be a struggle to find that meaning and find purpose. And so it's kind of no wonder that he was into drugs in his college years, particularly the gate 28 in line 6, which he has in his unconscious south node, is often associated with drug and alcohol abuse, because the low expression of the gate of struggle is to feel that life is empty and meaningless, and that's a very low place to be emotionally, psychically, spiritually, and can lead people to any means of escape, to escape the pain of that perception of life and that perception of meaninglessness. So not surprising that gate 28 in the line 6 is called the blaze of glory, and often people do struggle deeply with substance abuse, and many of them don't survive past age 30. He survived until 46, that is really a red marker in a chart to pay attention to. So that's a very clear indicator of much of his struggle in life. He also had the gate 47 showing up four times in his chart. The 47 we affectionately call the gate of the mindset. Here it can be a real challenge to keep a positive mindset, and can easily slip into the negative mindset, seeing the glass half empty rather than half full, and having everything in life then be colored by that perspective and that perception of life, and really easy to slip into the negativity. And we see the combination of that appearing so many times in his chart, plus the gate 28 of struggle, really, we can really see how he would have struggled with depression and escapism, no doubt about that. He also, in his Chiron, at the very bottom of the columns of numbers in his chart, his Chiron is in the 25 in his conscious Chiron. 25 is the love of spirit. So here we see a spiritual challenge and spiritual lesson in his life of connecting with spirit, connecting with source, that love of God or source. And there's a deeper lesson in here, too, of in order to connect truly to source, first one must give up the ego. He seemed pretty good with that. He was quite humble. But one also must fully embrace self-love, unconditional self-love. And that was probably a core challenge for him with all of the precision and judgment and criticism and correction in his 18 and the other things we've already talked about. So not a surprise here, again, that he would have struggled with that unconditional self-love and the judgment that kept him from staying in that place of unconditional self-love. And also we see in his Chiron, in his unconscious Chiron, the gate 36. In its low expression, the 36 is called the gate of chaos. This is an energy that loves new experiences, that loves adventure, that loves pushing the envelope of human experience. And so this would have been a recurring theme for him of wanting so much new experiences that he could cause chaos around him in that effort to find new experiences and to avoid boredom. He might even stir up problems and issues. And so that we can see could definitely play into all of his other energies as well and push him to test himself and push him to see almost what he could get away with. So, again, not a surprise there. And then we look at his open centers. Let's concentrate on those central body graph open centers. He has the open identity center, the triangle or the diamond shape in the center. So the default position of the open identity center is feeling unlovable, questioning or doubting one's lovability. The open will center or heart center, the small triangle, has a default position of feeling unworthy. And the open emotional solar plexus, the large triangle, white triangle on the right side, can takes in other people's emotions and amplifies it, and can really feel overwhelmed by other people's emotional energy, and can be afraid of the emotional reactions of others, and therefore try to please others at the expense of being true to himself and to his own truth. So we can see how these open centers could really play in their low expression when he's already down from all the other things in his chart and challenges, that he could feel unlovable, unworthy, and overwhelmed, and almost afraid of the reactions of others. So we can really see almost a perfect storm kind of situation with a lot of these details in his chart. And when we look at his life experience and the timing of things, we see that he relapsed into addiction in 2012. So something must have happened. And given the powerful family energies in his chart, my guess, it's just a guess, it's an educated guess, but it's just a guess, is that something happened in his relationship with his partner, Mimi O'Donnell, and their children that triggered him to feel hopeless, to feel lost, to feel alone and maybe not worthy of being the family man and enjoying the family energy that he's so programmed and wired to be part of and be so important to him. And we see that he checked himself into rehab for prescription drugs and heroin in May of 2013. They officially split in their relationship in the fall of 2013, and he was found dead in February of 2014. So we can really see a progression there of him slipping into despair and returning to drugs to ease that pain and not being able to come out of that. So it's with great sadness that I end this look at his chart. I wish him rest in peace, and certainly am grateful for all that he shared with us, for what he brought to life, and the generosity with which he shared his gifts and his abilities with us. Forever grateful. So thank you for listening, and feel free to add a comment below if you like. Thanks.